What's going on, everybody? My name is Frank. Welcome to my podcast. So today is the start of the MLB playoffs for Major League Baseball. And my favorite team, the Yankees, is playing the Minnesota Twins. And I'm looking forward to this amazing matchup. And to my surprise, James Paxton is going to be starting game one. So I imagine that Masahiro Tanaka will be starting game two and J-Hap game three. But going back to this, James Paxton, who's starting tonight, I think that he's been actually pretty good for the Yankees. And there's times where he can be a little inconsistent, like when he just can't seem to get out of a jam, and maybe the third or fourth inning, he just freezes, like he's not really sure what to do next. But when he's on, he's completely on. And when James Paxton is dominant, this man will not be scared to be aggressive, to throw first pitch strikes. And I like that Aaron Boone is giving James Paxton the reins to start game one of the American League Division Series. But there's some questions. Now, here's the thing. It's a little surprising that CC Sabathia is not going to be able to start this year. And of course, CC is a great guy, right? He's a Hall of Famer for sure, Hall of Fame in baseball. But let's just say it for what it is. CC's past his prime. The past couple of years, he just hasn't been as great as he used to be, as great as he was. But I still think that if you bring in CC for like the middle reliever or like the long reliever, I think that CC can still hold his own. Because if James Paxton struggles, if J-Hap struggles, right there would be a perfect spot for CC to go in and just be dominant. Be like the old CC Sabathia was when the Yankees won the title in 2009. But here's the question. Can James Paxton, what kind of pitcher is he going to be? Are we going to see the James Paxton that's going to struggle in the third inning? Or are we going to see the James Paxton that has for the last 8, 9, 10 starts been excellent? And in case you guys don't know, this segment is about the New York Yankees pitching. Here's the thing. Well, here's the second thing. Can our bullpen hold up? Right? Because Tommy Canley is excellent. Chapman, kind of give or take. He's a kind of, like, with Chapman, with the role is Chapman, what you see is what you get. But can the bullpen hold up? Can J-Hap be as great as he was last year? Or are we starting to see J-Hap decline as a starter, as a pitcher in the Major League Baseball? Because I like J-Hap. But when I see him pitch, he doesn't look like he's all there. He looks like he just kind of lost his, not his balance, not his cool, but he kind of just, he doesn't look like the same pitcher that he was last year. Like, he's starting to decline. And this worries me because the Yankees need at least one more good starting pitcher to help carry this pitching staff and maybe go to the World Series. And that's what I'm hoping for this team to do, because I'll put it to you this way. Let's say the pitching staff does okay. Let's say the Yankees offense does okay. And let's say the bullpen does okay. Let's say the bullpen does pretty decent. If the Yankees don't make it to the World Series, I'd be fine with that. Because with all the injuries that they've had, for Aaron Boone to manage this team the way that he's managed, and to bring this Yankee team to 103 wins with a decent bullpen and a sort of decent pitching staff, give Aaron Boone some credit. Give the man his credit. Because Aaron Boone is a great manager. The guy's smart. He knows the game of baseball. And I believe that he'll put his pitchers in situations where they can thrive, where they can shine. Meaning he'll put his pitchers in a position where he has enough confidence in them for the Yankees pitching to go out and try to get a 1-2-3 ending every inning. I'm looking forward to this Yankees and Twins matchup. Because of the playoffs this year, if this year is exactly like the year it was in 2009, the New York Yankees are going to be well on their way to number 28 in the World Series, winning the 28th title. So thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I really do appreciate it. And I'll see you soon.